to exchange money for the product. Look, it's love, it's never price. After the experiment with the cheap tickets, I doubled the original ticket price, and attendance at my seminars doubled. That means I doubled the ticket price, and our seminar ticket sales increased by over 100%. Price is almost never the issue for any buyer, even when they say it's price. More often than not, it is love and confidence. Do I love this product? Because if I love this product, if I do truly love it, then I'll do whatever it takes to get it. Is the buyer 100% totally in confident that this product will get them what they want? Will this service do the job? If the buyer is head over heels in love with the product, can't live without the product, he'll buy it regardless of price, assuming he can find the money to pay for it. If the buyer has full confidence that the product will solve his problems and get him real solutions, he'll buy it at almost any price. And I'll prove it to you. See, people will give their right arm for love. They'll give their last dollar for a real solution. For instance, if you've ever lost someone, then you know what I'm talking about right now. Immediately, I said, you lost somebody. You know what I'm talking about. In that moment, in that very moment of losing someone you love, and you'd found out that you lost this someone special, you'd sell everything you had and go into debt multiple lifetimes just to have that person back in your life. Why? Love. Love, baby, love. See, you have to get your buyer to want your product more than he wants his money. I'm going to say that again. You have to get your buyer, prospect, whoever you're pitching your deal to want your product, your service, your solution more than he wants his money. He's got to want the product or the solution more than he wants the numbers in his bank account. Discovering what he's trying to accomplish and demonstrating how your product or service or you solve that problem is the essence of how you close a deal. Certainly, there's the issue of the product being out of someone's price range, but that's the point I'm trying to drive home. If they really love it and it will really solve their problem, they'll figure out a way to come up with the money if they're absolutely in love with the product and confident it will solve their problem. You can't put a price tag on someone or something you really love. It's priceless. And if you've ever had a serious problem in life, money wasn't your concern. Getting rid of the problem becomes your concern, and you'd pay anything to get rid of it. Give them love, solve a problem, and you'll get the money. I'll give you an example. You ever stand in line for, you're thirsty, you're dying of thirst, or you need a coffee or whatever you need, and you have to stand in line. What would you pay to get in front of the line? 1970, oil crisis in America. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, they had a lottery. You know, you'd get your day to go buy gas. Tell me you wouldn't have paid $4 then. You would have. Why? Because you'd rather the $4 be gone than the time that you had to wait in line. Give them love, solve a problem, you'll get the money. If the customer can afford the product or service but isn't buying and is harping about the money, I always realize that he has other concerns other than money that must be handled. Because if he were completely sold, price would not be the issue. While your prospect may be objecting to your price or your terms, here is a partial list of what else he might be considering. Is this the right product for me? Is there a better product than this? Is this the right proposal? Will this truly solve my problems? Will my people use this product? What will others think of me if I actually do this? Is this something I'm going to really use and enjoy? Will this company really take care of me? Will they really be there to service us? Am I better off buying something else? Will something better come out next week? Do I even know enough yet? Do we have all the information? Should we get another proposal, X proposal instead? Should I join the country club rather than spending this money on this whatever? Am I better off with the money in the bank, the security of money in the bank, than using the money and having this thing, this product, this equipment, or whatever? Is this going to be a mistake like other past decisions I made? Man, that's a huge one. See, all these questions, this list of questions, could be on the mind of your prospect and will stop the sale from taking place. Reduce the price, you still haven't answered these questions that are being unspoken. If these considerations, or when these considerations, are handled to your prospect's satisfaction, price will no longer be the issue. The price or service, or whatever it is you're selling, will obviously create different concerns for the decision maker. But trust me, regardless of what it is you have, it almost never comes down to just price. To the degree that you understand this, you will be successful. Let's say a guy is buying a birthday present for the love of his life. He finds something he thinks the girl will love, but tells the salesperson, hey, look, it just costs more than we can afford. I can't afford it. It's not in my budget. What he's actually saying is that he isn't completely sold on the product being the perfect gift for her. He either doesn't love it for himself, or he's not sure that it's something she will love. This product is not yet making him feel good enough or certain enough to pull the trigger, buy the gift, and get rid of the money. Right? See, he still loves his money more than he loves this solution. In this case, I would acknowledge him, tell him, hey, man, I totally understand. I know that it's more than you want to spend, but ask him for the right to actually show him something a bit more expensive, just for fun. You get it? He said it was too much. He didn't say he didn't like it, and he didn't say he couldn't do it. He said it was too much. Also consider that when he said it was too much, couldn't he have meant that it was too much for that, rather than I can't afford it, or I can't do it, or I won't do it? Maybe, just maybe, he'd rather spend extra money, get the gift he knows he will love and she will love.